Blog Talk Radio. Well, hello, everybody. This is Debbie Guy Geesh with the Pedowitz Group, and welcome to WRMR Revenue Marketer Radio. Twice a month, we meet to talk to a real revenue marketer and learn their tips and tricks on how to make that transition from traditional marketing to revenue marketing. And before I introduce our guest today, let me take a moment, as I always do, to define the term revenue marketing, because we do have a lot of new listeners. Revenue marketing is the process of transforming marketing from being a cost center to a revenue center. And almost every B2B marketer that I know is feeling the pressure to be accountable for revenue or some type of financial metric. You simply cannot get away from it. And revenue marketing is the discipline to help achieve that level of financial accountability. And what's unique about our show is that every revenue marketer on the show is on the revenue marketing journey and are here to share what works, what does not work, and their own gotchas, are those hidden roadblocks on their journey. And quite frankly, I find those gotchas a lot more interesting than some of the other things that we talk about. So today, I'm very, very pleased to introduce Paul Johnson, good friend of mine, and he's also the Marketing Excellence Manager at Microsoft. So Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Debbie, thank you. It's great to be here.
So I'll tell you guys a funny story. So Paul and I met, it was probably a little over a year ago, and it was part of an offsite meeting for the demand gen team for a part of Microsoft. And I said, Paul, I'm Debbie Guy Geesh. And I said, what do you do? And he says, well, I'm responsible for building out training around modern marketing, marketing automation. And I said, really? I said, that is so interesting. And the reason it was so incredibly interesting is because so few companies ever build out training around marketing automation, around revenue marketing, around modern marketing, and yet it's one of the most significant things that they could do. So I was instantly captivated by what Paul was doing. So Paul, tell us what's going on with your role today and kind of what's going on at Microsoft.
Well, I'm glad you asked me that question. For a minute there, I thought you were going to tell my secret that I play the bagpipes. And I brought my bagpipes along here. Would you like?
You did not. Did you really?
No,
Guys, he's like an international level player on the bagpipes. He goes to Scotland at least every few years with his group, and he plays in the international bagpipe competition. So,
who knew there was such a thing? But everybody's got to have a strange hobby, and that's mine.
That's right. I love that one. I love that one.
Yeah. But my responsibility, as you said, is Marketing Excellence Manager. And what that means is I'm responsible for equipping the marketers in our organization with the knowledge and skills they need to move to the forefront of their professional field. And so revenue marketing snaps right into that.
So, I mean, what's your background that you're in that role, Paul?
Well, I have many years of marketing, but my undergrad degree was in education. And it seemed like in each organization I worked at, there was a gap to fill around processes, systems, and tools, getting people on board. You know, it's all about change. As the technology changes, there was a need for learning. And so I think the educator in me just kind of kept coming out. And at this point in time, the company I work for, Microsoft, is undergoing a huge transformation. And it's really exciting to be a part of. But again, there was a need, you know, if we're going to change the way we do things, we're going to need a lot of help and support in the training area and readiness getting us there. And so that's kind of where the opportunity opened up. And I love my job. I feel like I have the best job in the world.
I know you do. You and I have talked about that many times. So how did you, I mean, what happened that all of a sudden you said, wow, I need to develop a snackable curriculum for revenue marketing? Did you just, somebody say, Paul, we need to get this developed? I mean, how did that come about?
Yeah, I think it came about you know, I think we had a couple of people attend a conference. Someone read your book, Rise of the Revenue Marketer. Someone read David Lewis's book on manufacturing demand. Someone attended a Serious Decisions conference. Anyway, people kept coming back with this stuff saying, oh my gosh, we're not doing it right. We need to change. And so then kind of all eyes fell on me, like, okay, you know, what do we do? And the idea for snackables, interesting. So what that means, I don't know if people are clued into that, but it's really short, direct, content, learning courses they can take. Nothing that's going to take 30 minutes or an hour or 2 hours, but just short, easy, consumable pieces of content, of training content. And that idea came to me because there's a concept in marketing known as multi-touch attribution. And what that means is the last touch a customer experiences on their journey from a company, whether it's an email or an event, that email or that event doesn't get to take all the credit for the customer purchase in the end, that last experience they have, that it's a journey and all of the different touches you have with a customer. Some say it takes 6 to 8 touches before a customer is ready to buy. All of those touches get to take credit for it. And so for me in the learning space, what that meant was, you know, I don't have to create this uber, you know, massive course that's going to make all the difference and all the change, that it's going to take time for a marketer to understand what the change is, why they need to change and how, and is it worth it? And so all I have to do is just get those little points and those touches, kind of like a drip nurture stream of learning. And that's kind of where the concept came from, and that's where I started.
And I do love the term snackable. Oh, it absolutely does, because if you really think about the role of the revenue marketer, it's engagement. It's 24/7, ongoing, bi-directional, digital dialogue, and it's not about one large 30-page white paper. It's about all those points of engagement along the journey. So I love the term snackable, and I think that's a great way to think about content. And that's certainly a great way to think about a curriculum. Well, why don't you describe for us, Paul, what does your curriculum look like? What are the elements of your curriculum?
So there's a couple of modules, and this is the online piece to it. And it starts with just a 10-minute short course on marketing automation essentials. What's changing? We introduce concepts around journeys, not campaigns. Lead nurturing, lead scoring, sales and marketing synergy, just some of these key concepts that are so important for revenue marketing. And it's pretty basic. We didn't invest a lot of time in it. It's, you know, it's mostly slideware with voiceover, a few little video clips and that kind of thing. But it the first module concludes in 10 minutes, and then it has a 5-minute knowledge check just to make sure someone was paying attention to most of it. And then it follows up with a second module around building great customer journeys, about the planning and the execution and ongoing nurture programs, the critical role of planning, of customer personas, of segmented content and connected experiences. And again, concepts and getting people to think of marketing as not about one and done anymore. I'm going to do an email campaign, but about thinking about that ongoing conversation. And then from there, people can kind of decide if they want more. Those two courses are for everyone. They're relevant for all levels of the organization, senior leaders, as well as the rank and file. And it's applicable to everyone in terms of the concepts. And if they want to learn more, we start to have online or on hands-on training with the tools and those kind of things to get a little more deeper for those who's that it's applicable for their role.
So when you were thinking about developing this curriculum, and you were thinking about the kind of people that would participate in it, what kind of feedback have you received from people who have participated, Paul?
Yeah. So it started with what we call lunch and learns, which are basically glorified book clubs. You know, you read this really good book and you want to discuss it. And so we served pizza and invited people to show up at noon and talk about it. And your book was one of those, and I mentioned some other ones too. And we just
well, we just want to talk about my book. We don't care about the other ones. Right? I'm kidding, Paul.
And, but the first one we had, the first Lunch and Learn, we had over 140 people show up. Either, you know, the room was to capacity. We had people on Skype. And there was obviously this hunger for it. And so the feedback was great. And so we took, you know, the best parts of that. And that's what became the course, the first course and the second course. And one of the challenges we found with that is people are really, as I say, hungry. And they immediately want to say, okay, great, I get it. Now what do I do? You know, how do I implement all these great theories or principles in my day-to-day? And so that's kind of the next frontier for us.
So I don't know if you feel comfortable sharing it. It's not something that we talked about before, but I do know that Microsoft is building something called Modern Marketing University, which will take a lot of the work that you've done, incorporate it into a broader curriculum. So can you, you know, say a few things about, you know, the larger global impact of training for marketers within Microsoft?
Yeah. So, you know, not everything moves from the top down. And sometimes if you wait for top down in a large organization, you might be waiting a while. And so I would describe this initial effort that I've explained as a ground up kind of grassroots. I sit in the subsidiary. And so we kind of, by creating this, we created noise or ripples, and other people heard about it. The Canadian subsidiary wanted it on it, others as well. And so I guess enough noise was made that you know, our corporate organization that has a dedicated learning and development function in the headquarters is now driving a larger global initiative and has adopted, you know, some of our practices and our knowledge and our courses as, you know, the initial input to that. So that's really exciting. So, yeah, there is now a global initiative divided up into different work streams. And it's exciting that we have additional resources and more focus and more senior leadership on board kind of pushing this and driving this. So I'm really excited about the Modern Marketing University and the impact that it potentially will have this year. Yeah, it's really great.
So, and again, we see this quite often in large companies where we'll have a group who just sees the writing on the wall, really wants to get ahead of it, really wants to help marketers improve, and, you know, they'll begin these experiments and bring forth really, really great work, and then to see it adopted on a larger basis is really very, very exciting. So one of the things that we had talked about, and how many actual courses do you have right now in your curriculum?
Yep, so we have four.
Okay. We talked about two of those, the two kind of like being the customer journeys and then the marketing automation essentials. What are the other two, Paul?
Yep. So one is we just pulled in the Microsoft corporate privacy training. It's global training. It's required. But in terms of our certification for being, you know, a modern marketer, we pulled that in as our third course. So we gate any additional content or access to tools using that third module. And so the privacy is around privacy policies, data security, honoring customer preferences. I mean, that's our top priority in the company. So that we just kind of adopted that as our third module because it's so important. And then the fourth one is a hands-on kind of activity, getting your hands kind of dirty in the tool itself. And so we have some guided practice that they can do.
And you guys use Marketo, correct?
We use a couple of different technologies, but okay. Marketo right now is our focus.
Okay, all right. And what kind of people go through that training?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Probably more than probably need to. I think there's just an interest in everyone. The culture here is naturally, I want to get, you know, I'm confident with technology. I want to get my hands dirty. I want to understand or take a look under the hood. So a lot of people have taken the course, even though they may not be actually using the marketing automation tools in their day-to-day job. And we found that that really is helpful because it helps them understand the why behind a lot of the planning and stuff that goes on and the inputs that are needed up front. Yeah.
I love having that kind of training. I think it does a couple of things. Number one, it exposes the power and the possibilities around what you can do in marketing if you better understand what the system is capable of. Because you can't imagine something if you don't know that it's possible to do something. So I think it's really great from that. Plus, as you know, and you and I have talked about this many times, Paul, there is such a pent up appetite for marketers to learn more about these marketing automation technologies because they are so prevalent.
Yes.
I mean, I get a couple of phone calls a week from marketers saying, how do I get access to learn this stuff so I can go find a great new job? And, you know, it's just not available. Typically, it just has to be available through your company, and you have to have access to it. And so I think it's great that you have it. And this hands-on training, is this a live or is this virtual? How do you guys run it?
Yeah, we have a training environment. We call it a sandbox for the tool. And so with this comes a series of videos and a little manual that kind of walks you through step by step. And you just build an initial program with kind of show you how to put the different pieces of the program together, an event, trigger email, just some really basic things so they can start to kind of understand how they fit together in the system.
I think that's incredible. And about how many people do you think have taken that so far?
So far, we've got about 220 people who've completed the training. So we're
that's
just getting
awesome.
Started. And I think this rollout with the, as you said, the Modern Marketing University as a global curriculum, we'll see a lot more activity and engagement on it.
So what is the future for your curriculum? I mean, clearly you're part of the Modern Marketing University initiative, but will you continue to create content the way you have, or will everything that you do moving forward be part of the grander scheme of things?
Yeah. So I think it's so important when you do a curriculum that you have it grounded in practical application, things that marketers can actually do. And so I will always be trying to push the frontier and push our marketers in terms of our lunch and learns and introducing new concepts, new guest speakers, new ideas. And we'll kind of test the waters that way to make sure that we're staying ahead of the curve. But in terms of the global curriculum, we've got 4 modules outlined for this year, and hopefully more to come. And it's looking really good. We have the 4 modules as they'll exist in this new year will be what we're calling Revenue Marketing Revolution, which is again about all the terms and concepts and metrics and ideas like that are changing. The second one will be about the people and the processes, including customers, including sales, what engagements like that might look like. And again, including an application layer to each of the modules. The third one's going to be about revenue marketing data. You know, what new data is going to be available when the systems become ubiquitous across the company. And then the fourth one will be actually going deeper into the tools. So we've got revolution, people and processes, data, and tools.
I think that's great, especially given where you guys are right now. And Paul, will these modules all be online, or will there be a classroom element to it? Okay.
People prefer classroom. They prefer the one-on-one or the you know, the FaceTime, it's just, we just found it isn't scalable. It's really hard.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So they'll be online.
So these modules, how long will each module be?
Again, we set an ambitious goal to keep them 15 minutes tops, including the knowledge check. So we've got to be really targeted with the information that we're putting out there.
Yeah, but you know, that's also, I think that's great. People love snack. They love to consume things in snackables. I mean, it's just absolutely right. And if you give yourself 10 minutes and then 5 minutes or 11 minutes or 4 minutes between the material and the check your knowledge, then it really does help you focus on what is incredibly important. And to your point, you have to scale this across how many marketers at Microsoft? Thousands of marketers?
many.
At Microsoft?
Yeah.
Right? Many.
Yeah.
And so getting everyone on the same page with a baseline of these four modules, imagine where the marketing mindset and contribution would be if that just that one thing could happen.
Yeah. Gives me chills.
That would be pretty, pretty powerful. So, Paul, you have a background in training and education, and I think that's helped a lot. But one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Tuesday of this week, I actually taught an MBA class at the College of William & Mary. And I think this is the fifth year that I've taught the class. And basically what I do is I kind of do 45 minutes to an hour on what this world of revenue marketing is really all about. And then we take them behind the scenes and take a look at Marketo, for example. We put the students through a campaign so they can see the digital body language, what goes on behind it. And then we have a case study. And this past week, we actually had Bill Hamilton from Microsoft present his case study, which was just fabulous. But again, I'm always stunned and appalled at the lack of education in higher ed around these modern marketing or around these revenue marketing principles. As a result of that, it is so difficult to find and hire talent in this area. What are your thoughts or comments on higher education and how it is or is not helping us get skilled marketers?
Yeah. The market is moving fast, and the role of marketing, as you know, probably as everyone on the show knows, is iterating and innovating so rapidly that the roles as we knew it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, are no longer relevant. And I, frankly, from my personal viewpoint, think that it's hard for higher education to stay current on how fast technology and things are moving. The principles, the foundational principles, move slower and hold true longer. And that's what a higher university needs to focus on. But people, again, once they get those principles, they're hungry for hands-on learning. And the technology that we'll be using 2 years from now, 3 years from now, will be completely different than what we're using today. So I feel like the key to learning and staying abreast at the forefront of your field is on the job learning, constantly learning. And that's, I think, the biggest skill that I try to teach here in our organization is just become a great learner, a constant learner. And that's the biggest thing you can do for your career.
I love that. I love being a constant learner. And I love also being constantly curious, right? And I think you're right. Our world is moving so fast today, Paul. You know, it really is imperative that you learn on the job. But again, I go back to curriculum, like the kind of curriculum that you're developing at Microsoft. You know, it's going to help everyone within marketing, you know, acquire the new mindset, the new skill sets, the new capabilities, because clearly the role of marketing in corporate America is changing dramatically because of these new tools. And I think it's a very, very exciting place to be for a marketer. So, Paul, let me ask you the final question. So a lot of marketers out there, and I know you go to a lot of conferences, and but if you were to be talking to a marketer or a group of marketer, what advice would you give them for how should they go about thinking about and developing a revenue marketing curriculum. What advice would you give them?
Well, my first one is that knowledge isn't scarce. Information is ubiquitous. We're all knowledge workers, and we have access to an incredible amount of information out there. And experts in this field are available and within reach to all of us. So I would say, don't be intimidated by the topic. Just reach out, connect with people. There's lots of people willing to help. The second one is when you think about your curriculum, keep it simple. Don't think about creating the end-all, be-all curriculum. Just start with some place, some concept, some idea. The third one is keep it applicable. Constantly be thinking about how can we apply this so that you stay out of the, don't stay spend too long in the theory books. And then just be aware that once you start going, it's addicting. You're not going to want to stop, and the marketers that you work with are not going to want to stop. They're going to be hungry for more. And so the best thing you can do really is kind of unleash the learning, right? Stop thinking about it as a top-down, limited, expert-only activity, that everybody's a learner and everybody can be a teacher. And just get that flow going, that energy in your organization, and empower everyone to be learners and mentors of each other. And it'll happen.
I love that last part about unleash the learning, and everyone is a learner and a teacher. I think you're so spot on with that, Paul. I just got chills when you said that. Because, again, in large organizations, in fast-moving areas, in this knowledge economy that we live in, it's never going to be in a book. The minute you print the book, it's out of date. Probably even before the book gets printed, it's absolutely out of date. So I really love this. Unleash the learning, and remember that every person is a learner and a teacher. I love that. And I actually do have one more question for you. I can't hang up from this interview without asking you this one question. It's not one that we practice, but I really would like to hear your thoughts on this. And that is, if you think about developing a curriculum for the modern marketer that helps them understand what's changing, what's new, what's different, that helps them think about the new capabilities that they need to develop and how those will be applied, what kind of difference do you think that would make to the transformation strategy Microsoft?
Yeah, I think the worst thing that any company can do is to stagnate. And it's the same with our careers. The worst thing we as marketers can do is stop changing. And so, innovation is the key. Focusing on the customer is the key. And these two principles are really just closely linked arm in arm with revenue marketing. You create by investing in this kind of thing, you create an environment where people love to come to work. I came to work on Labor Day. I'm not crazy. It's just so fun. And you feel like when you're connected with the customer, you're connected with, change and leading that, there's no better place to be. And I think there's just so much upside to it.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, and you and I have talked about this many times. I don't think there's another time in history when it really has been so much fun to be a marketer, where there's just so much opportunity. It's just everywhere. And again, I just go back to unleash the learning, and remember, you're both a learner and a teacher. Paul, thank you so much. It has been a delight to talk to you. Thank you so much for sharing these wonderful thoughts with our listeners. And I look forward to hearing more good things about the Modern Marketing University at Microsoft.
Thanks, Debbie. Thank you. My pleasure.